Hello?
Yes. Hi, good morning. This is Chaya with Family First Home Care. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. So we spoke yesterday, right, about services for your father?
Yeah.
Okay. So how can I help you?
Well, I don't know how it works.
Okay. You want to sign him up for home care services?
Well, not without his permission. I told him I would look into it. I know he has Medicare, and pretty sure that, I mean, whatever the program is that they pay for it, that's what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay. So he's not with Medicaid?
He has both.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I meant to say Medicaid. Yeah, he's got both.
Oh, okay, great. So if he has Medicaid, then the process would be pretty simple for him to become eligible for services. Can you give me his date of birth so I can look it up for you? And would you want to sign up to be his caregiver and get paid?
Yes.
Okay, that's not a problem.
It's 10. I think it's 10/20/38.
1938. And what is his first name?
Frank. Francis.
So what is his legal first name? Is it Frank? F-R-A-N-K?
Francis.
Oh, Frank. So F-R-A-N-C-I-S, right?
C-I-S, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is his last name?
Armstrong.
Arm, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no. So can it be that this is not a correct date of birth?
I could be off by the day.
Okay.
Would I give you 10/20?
Yeah.
I think it's 10/21/38.
Yeah, it is 10/21.
Okay.
Yeah, now it came. All right.
I have birthdays October and November, and they're all like the 20th or the 21st.
Okay, that's cute. So I'm actually also like 10 days apart of my mother. It's very cute.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, yeah, but he is currently, I see that his Medicaid is inactive. I'm not sure why, but our intake department is very good in helping the patients with enrollment process and everything. So they're going to guide you through the process. So do you want to confirm with your father that he wants to sign up?
Oh, I absolutely will.
Okay. Do you want to call him so we can start the process?
Well, I have to go to work, so I was planning on, what is this day, Thursday, right?
Yeah.
I was actually going to see him tomorrow, so it might be easier if as I'm talking to him, we call together.
Uh-huh.
That way, you're not calling him and he doesn't know or can't hear you or whatever. I want to be there with the phone call. So.
Right. How about a conference call?
Well, again, I need to be where my dad is. Because sometimes he has a hard time hearing.
He's
not quite as savvy on the phone as you would think, and he doesn't have great reception in his house. So it's one of those things where we would have to be together.
Okay, that's okay. So how about we schedule a call? Will you be with him on Monday?
I will not. Sunday, which I know y'all don't work on Sunday.
Right, no.
And then I should see him tomorrow. Can I call this number back?
Yeah, so actually tomorrow I don't think I'm going to be in the office. But maybe we schedule for Tuesday?
No, I work.
Oh, you work. So you're not...
So Fridays I have a different job and I'm able to, you know, go see him.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise,
until what time
we get together
do you work?
On Sunday, which you also don't work. So,
right.
You know, it's up to me to call you back. I can't schedule a time with you right now because I don't know what he's doing. He's got doctor's appointments, therapy, that sort of thing. So, and I need to be there.
Okay, let's do like this. When you see him next, then discuss it with him. And I'm going to give you a call between Monday and Tuesday, and we'll see the status. If you can, discuss everything with him. If you can, you can just make sure that he wants services, and after that, I don't have to talk to him. It's okay that I talk just to you.
Yeah, but don't you need his, like, Social Security number and stuff like that to be able to set up the service?
I don't think I would need it. If I have, is could be our intake department is going to need it once they start working on it. I'm not going to need it. I
so
have this Medicaid
let me
ID.
Let me ask you, how long does that process take from, say, my dad and I were talking to you today, this is Thursday, and how soon does that process take for me to be giving him care and getting paid for it?
Okay, so it's going to depend on how fast he's going to be approved through Medicaid for the services, and we will try the fastest possible. We're going to really, you know, get on it and work on it and make sure he's being approved as soon as possible. Once he's approved and we get the authorization, you should be able to work within the next few days. So hopefully, you know, if I follow up with you, you answer the phone and everything goes smoothly, you can start by, you know, if the insurance sends in the authorization, you can start by next week.
All right. That sounds
so
good to me. I'm going to call him a little bit later, still a little bit early.
And you can also text me on this number if you have any updates.
Okay, and see what
all
he
right.
wants to do. And if he wants to meet, just go ahead and do it. I'll give you a call back. If not, I'll talk to you Monday or Tuesday.
Perfect, yeah. That sounds good. Yeah, we'll be
all
in
right,
touch.
Thanks.
Sure,
all right.
Bye.
Bye.